यर्याय यर्यालयेष्व अपि सताम् न हरे कथा स्युः। पाषाण्डिनो द्विजजना वृषला नृदेवः स्वाहा स्वधावषडिति स्म गिरो न यत्र शास्ता भविष्यति कलेर्भगवान् युगान्ते। यर्यालयेष्वपि सताम् न हरे कथा स्युः। पाषाण्डिनो द्विजजना वृषला नृतिवः स्वाहा स्वधावषडिति स्म गिरो न यत्र शास्ता भविष्यति कलेर्भगवान् युगान्ते। यर्यालयेष्वपि सताम् न हरे कथा स्युः। पाषाण्डिनो द्विजजना वृषला नृदेवः स्वाहा स्वधावषडिति स्म गिरो न यत्र शास्ता भविष्यति कलेर्भगवान् युगान्ते। Yarihi, when it happens, alayeshu, in the residence of, api, even, satam, civilized gentlemen, na, no, harehe, of the personality of a Godhead, kathaha, topics, siyuhu, will take place, paashandinaha, atheists, dvijajanaha, persons declaring themselves to be the higher three classes, vrishalaha, the lower class, shudras, Naradevaha, ministers of the government. Swaha, hymns to perform sacrifices. Swadha, ingredients to perform sacrifices. Vashat, the altar of sacrifice. Iti, all these. Sma, shall. Jiraha, words. Na, never. Yatra, anywhere. Shasta, the chastiser. Bhavishyati, will appear. Kalehe, of the Kali age. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Yuga ante, at the end of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thereafter, at the end of Kali Yuga, when there exist no topics on the subject of God, even at the residences of so-called saints and respectable gentlemen of the three higher castes, and when the power of government is transferred to the hands of ministers elected from the low-born Shudra class or those less than them, and when nothing is known of the techniques of sacrifice, even by word, at that time the Lord will appear as the supreme chastiser. Purport. The symptoms of the worst conditions of the material world at the last stage of this age, called Kali Yuga, are stated herein. The sum and substance of such conditions is godlessness. Even the so-called saints and higher castes of the social orders, generally known as Dvijajanas or the twice born, will become atheists. As such, all of them will practically forget even the holy names of the Lord and what to speak of His activities. The higher castes of society, namely the intelligent class of men, guiding the destinies of the social orders, the administrative class of men, guiding the law and order of the society, and the productive class of men, guiding the economic development of the society, must all be properly well-versed in knowledge of the Supreme Lord, knowing factually His name, quality, pastimes, entourage, paraphernalia, and personalities. The saints and the higher castes or orders of the society are judged by their proportion of knowledge in the science of God or Tattva Gyan, and not by any kind of birthright or bodily designations. Such designations without any knowledge of the science of God and practical knowledge of devotional service are considered to be all decorations of dead bodies. And when there is too much inflation of these decorated dead bodies in society, there develop so many anomalies in the progressive, peaceful life of the human being. Because of the lack of training or culture in the upper section of the social orders, there are no more to be designated as Dvijajanas or the twice born. The significance of being twice born has been explained in many places in these great literatures. And again, one is reminded herewith that birth, executed by the sex life of the father and mother, is called animal birth. But such animal birth and progress of life on the animal principles of eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating, without any scientific culture of spiritual life, is called the Kshudra life, or, to be more explicit, the uncultured life of the lower class of men. It is stated herein that the government power of society in the Kali Yuga will be passed over to the uncultured, godless, laborer classes of men, and thus the Naradevas, or the ministers of the government, will be the Vrishalas, or the uncultured, lower class men of society. No one can expect any peace and prosperity in a human society full of uncultured, lower classes of men. The symptoms of such uncultured social animals are already in vogue, and it is the duty of the leaders of men to take note of it and try to reform the social order by introducing the principles of twice-born men trained in the science of God consciousness. This can be done by expanding the culture of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. In the degraded condition of human society, the Lord incarnates as the Kalki avatar and kills all the demonic without mercy. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Garave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Garaha Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Padidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thereafter, at the end of Kali Yuga, when there exist no topics on the subject of God, even at the residences of so-called saints and respectable gentlemen of the three higher castes, and when the power of government is transferred to the hands of ministers elected from the low-born Shudra class of or those less than them, and when nothing is known of the techniques of sacrifice, even by word, at that time the Lord will appear as the supreme chastiser. Hare Krishna. So this chapter is entitled Scheduled Incarnations. So the Lord incarnates according to fixed schedule. But still, He is not bound, because He makes the schedules. If you are bound to follow a schedule made by someone else, then you may say that you are bound because you are obeying someone. But the Lord does not have to follow schedules made by someone else. So, scheduled incarnations. So, who has made the schedule? The Lord Himself has decided that I will appear at such times and perform certain functions, and it has been laid out in the Vedas, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore scheduled incarnations. Because He is Ishvaraha, Paramaha, Swarat. He doesn't have to follow anyone. He is completely independent. So the chapter began with the incarnations of the Mool Roop of Bhagavan. Shukdev Goswami is leading Parikshit Maharaj progressively in his meditation from gross to subtle. As it was already discussed, that the Lord created the universe by becoming the universe. It's such a concept that it is very difficult to wrap your head around. Because there is nothing besides the Lord. And the Lord existed at a time when there was nothing. So anything has to be there. It has to be God only. And therefore, it is not the prerogative of only the Nirvisheshavad or the Advaitvadins to say that Sarvam Kalvam Idam Brahma. Sometimes even devotees may be afraid to speak that the Lord is everything. No. It is a fact and you cannot deny that. And if you deny that, it is going against the scriptures. And therefore, here, this is the proof. That even though the Lord has become the universe, but He also has the form independent of the impersonal aspect or the gross aspect. And that personal form is the forms as mentioned of Varaha, of Kurma, Matsya, Hayagriva, Vamana and Narsimha. And so all the Dashavatars that we have been hearing about since time immemorial. But the incarnations of the Lord are unlimited. It's very difficult to understand this. And even in the Gita, it has been mentioned, Krishna says that, yes, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina Matsthani sarva bhutani nachaham teshvabhasthitaha. So, maya tatam idam, that I am pervading this universe. That means he is present in every atom. Jagat avyakt. But it is not possible to see him. Very difficult. And therefore, actually the practice of spiritual life with the goal of getting the darshan of the Lord is in a way like a game of hide and seek. Yes. The Lord has hidden somewhere, like, you know, children play. We have played. Close your eyes. Count down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm coming. And then you open and all are disappeared. Yeah? And the Lord has also disappeared when we opened our eyes. And now the game has begun to find Him. And of course the Lord is the best of in everything. If He has to play a game of hide and seek also, He's the best at it. And we see that even though He's everywhere, but we can't trace Him out. And the proof is that if we actually were aware of His presence, then there would not be a thought of sin in our minds. Is it not? What is the proof? Like say if you are under CCTV cameras, why do they put these messages? You are under CCTV surveillance. So that people are aware, bhaiya, kuch chori hori mat kar. Don't pick anything and don't, you know, people take things. Become more conscious. Everywhere it is there. Today people cannot escape because now it's very difficult for thieves to get away. We see every now and then some people do some things and they get caught. Because practically. One devotee met me a few days ago. He's telling me, Prabhuji, main police mein hoon. Koi bhi seva hoga, mujhe batana. Kyunki sare Mumbai ke jitne bhi CCTV camera hai, sab mere under mein hai. 8 ghanta mera yehi kaam hai, CCTV camera dekhte rehna. Everything is being recorded. Hundreds of televisions there in their control rooms. And people have become more conscious. So if you are aware that you have been observed, then you become conscious. Similarly, if you are conscious that God is observing you, is watching you at every moment, then there will not even be a thought, because even the thought is God. He's aware of every thought. He is the thought also in that sense, because according to the definition of the Lord, of the Bhagavatam, everything is Bhagavan. The formless material aspects and the form material things which have form, everything, the subtle, the celestial formless, the celestial things with form, and then the divine forms and formless, everything is the Supreme Lord. So therefore the Lord says, Avyakta Murtina, you cannot understand me. You cannot see Him, perceive Him with your gross material senses. Jagat Avyakta Murtina, Matsthani Sarva Bhutani. He says, everything depends on me for sustenance. I am maintaining the universe. Nachaham Tesho Vastitaha. And I do not depend on this material world. Everyone is providing for someone, and is being provided by someone. We are taking care of someone, and we have been taken care of by someone. But the Lord is saying that I am taking care of everyone, and I don't need anyone to take care of me. And then He goes on to say, Nacha matsthani bhutani nachaham teshva vasthitaha. But don't think that I am carrying the universe, the burden of maintaining this universe, so I am so burdened. No, I am not. Achamatsthani bhutani pashyame yogam aishwaryam. So the Lord is having that shakti. Satya, sankalpa, iccha shakti. That He can get things done merely by desiring it. He doesn't have to be physically engaged. And that's what makes Krishna special. Even beyond Vishnu, who's holding a Shankh Chakra Gada Padma, He is also doing something. But Krishna is doing nothing. I mean, He's doing something, He's playing the flute. But that goes to show He's enjoying, yeah? And that is the sign of Supreme Lord. And you know, I've heard many devotees say this story that one German seeking knowledge and self-realization, interested in Vedic thoughts, and came to India looking for who is God, and went to different temples and saw, you know, Durga and killing demons, and Shiva meditating. Oh, he's also meditating on someone, and Ganapati writing. They're all busy in doing some work, and finally comes to the temple of Krishna, and he finds that he's surrounded by these beautiful women, and he's blowing the flute, and he concluded he must be God. He's just enjoying. How can God also be busy doing something? How can He be performing tasks? So it is actually the truth. It is a fact that philosophically, siddhantically also, that the Lord says that Pashyami Yogam Aishwaram, that this is my inconceivable powers. So yoga means, definition of yoga, one definition of yoga is the means by which you can accomplish a task which is very, very difficult. Very difficult. So, yoga. So, inconceivable powers. That he is busy doing so many things, but he is having all the time in the world to enjoy with his devotees. So here, Shukadeva Goswami is now mentioning in brief just a short description of all the incarnations of the Lord without going into much detail. And then subsequently in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the incarnations will be elaborately described. But it is noteworthy that in this description, we do not find the description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such an important incarnation. Our whole movement of ISKCON and Gaudiya and everything is based on this incarnation. But we do not find that description here. Well, even though it is there in other places. And the reason is because the Lord, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has incarnated as Channa Avatar. A hidden incarnation, a very secret. Because he is coming with a secret mission. And that is to show how to perform bhakti by personally engaging in his own bhakti. The Lord becomes his own devotee. So that would not be right if everyone knew about him, that he was God. They would just not follow him. Even Bengal, many Bengalis, they think that even Odisha and Bengal, many people don't know that he is Supreme Lord. At best, they think that he is sannyasi. So even though if one thinks that he is a sannyasi and follows his teachings, then it is good enough. So the Lord did not want the world to know because he was on a mission. And so therefore we do not find it here. But other places in Bhagavatam, Krishna Varnam Kusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yajni Sankirtana Prayer Jajantihi Sumedasaha. Very elaborate. One verse describing Krishna, Ram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there are many verses, many shastras which are dedicated to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now in this particular description, the Kalki avatar is being described. When the Lord will incarnate to put an end to all the demoniac forces, he will appear 426,900 years from now. In a place known as Shambhal, to a person whose name is Vishnu Yasha, in a very pious Brahmin family, he will be bearing a sword in his hand, and he will be mounted on a elegant regal horse, and his main job will be to kill. He will not do much teaching, because that he has already done. He played a very humble role as his own devotee. And he preached the message. So nobody can now find a fault with the Lord, that just see how violent the Lord is. In fact, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he gave the highest gift, benediction, the blessing, the boon of Madhurya Prem to the most unqualified people in the age of Kali Yuga. And it is said that Mahaprabhu's movement will go on for 10,000 years, of which 500 years have passed. So another 9,500 years of golden period right now. We are in a very auspicious period, very, very conducive for spiritual life. And somehow I think, I don't know, my observation may be wrong, but we can see everywhere in all the temples, people are saying that it has been thronged by devotees. So many people coming and coming and coming, and even the youngsters, college going people are just coming and just sitting in the temple and they want to know about Krishna. And just yesterday I was sitting in the garden here, and one girl comes, young girl, and she's coming from Virar all alone. And I said, how come? So just I came to take a mala and find out about from Virar alone. So definitely it is a golden period. Even the establishment is becoming favorable to Sanatan Dharma, to Hinduism and Gita and preaching. And so it's all the effect of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation. And the greatest blessing, Aradhito Yadi Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajesha Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitupasana Vrajavadu Vargena Kalpitaha. So the teaching of Mahaprabhu is very lofty. A teaching Madhurya Prem. And then finally, when everything is over, then the Lord is forced to come and use the sword to annihilate people who have become demoniac. So we understand that the symptoms of the age of Kali Yuga have been described as the deterioration of the four principles of religion, namely truthfulness, the capacity to perform austerities, undertake difficulties to make progress in spiritual life. People will lack compassion. Simply for a little money, they will not hesitate to kill someone. They will lose all value for life. They will lose all sense of cleanliness. People's life will be greatly shortened. The maximum age in the, like today, if you see a person lives up to 100, he's considered to be Lambi Ayujiya. So at the end of Kali Yuga, it will be 50 years max. That means the average life will be probably 20, 25. That, because even though they say 100 years, but people are living up to 65, 70, max 80. But, so therefore, so there's a conversation of Prabhupada with his disciples where they are telling that Prabhupada, the modern scientists are saying that we have advanced and today we have extended the lifespan of people. People are living longer today than in the past. Prabhupada said, that's all rubbish. I've seen my ancestors, they're living up to 92, 100. But today people are dying 60, 65, 45, 25. Also they are dying, heart attacks and things like that. So that is rubbish. Symptoms of Kali is that people's age will be diminished. People's health will be deteriorated. And they will be, you know, having very less intelligence, memory. And people in general will respect those people who have money. If you have money, you will be considered to be having good birth, good mannerisms, you are cultured, simply because you are wealthy. People will be running behind only wealthy people. Wealthy people will have access to justice. You will have everything at their beck and call. If you are poor, you will not get justice. And people will be known as a Brahmin simply because they will be wearing a thread. Business will be dependent on deceit. Simply by people will be changing their social, spiritual orders simply by changing the dress and external symbols. That's all. Nothing. There will be no change in their behavior. Only they will change their dresses. But they will be living the lives of materialistic people. And we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, when they went to one sannyasi's house, one sannyasi had invited Mahaprabhu to his house and he said, please come and let me get to serve you. And the both of them were surprised that how come this sannyasi is, and he had a wife also at home. And the sannyasi offered liquor to Mahaprabhu. He says, will you have something to drink? So it was, the symptoms of Kali Yuga had already manifested. 5,000 years ago, Kali Yuga is going on. So, people's height will be greatly shortened. There will be no social order, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Amongst these people, whoever has got strength will defeat everyone else and become the king and rule over everyone else. There will be no religiosity. There will be no Sanatana Dharma. There will be no chanting of the holy names. And whatever religion will be there, existing, will be only in terms of very, very superficial, mundane, moral principles. Dharma only in name only. Morality will be known as spirituality. Which they say that today is, what is that? Also they say Radha Kund appearance day today. Some people believe that it was today. And Rishtasur, who came in the form of a bull, and Lord Shri Krishna killed the bull. So bull is considered to be the symbol of dharma. But Lord Krishna killed bull, indicating that religiosity without Krishna is futile. Religion means it must include Siddhanta of Krishna consciousness. So Kali Yuga will be filled with such kinds of religion which they speak about mundane material principles only. And therefore, there will be need for the Lord to appear and annihilate these miscreants who are pretending to be kings and re-establish religious principles. So it is said that by the scent of the fragrance, scent of the sandalwood that is adorned by the Lord, itself will purify all the remaining living entities and their minds will become pure and a new age will begin, which will be Satyuga. That will be the spawning of a new era after Kalki avatar. Kalki comes from two words, Kalka, which means filth. One who destroys, removes the filth and ignorance, Kalki. So that is going to be the final avatar. But as I said, that the avatars of the Lord are infinite. You cannot count them. As Brahma says, that you may be, a person may be able to count the number of atoms in the universe, but you cannot count the incarnations or the glories of the Lord. Basically, he is speaking about himself because he can count the atoms in the universe. Brahma is aware of each and every atom in the universe, at least in this universe, because he constructed this. And unless you don't have that knowledge, you cannot So he knows it, but he says that it is beyond him to understand Lord Krishna. Because there are so many universes, much, much bigger than the universe in which our Brahma, four-headed Brahma, lives. So, therefore, this is the verse which describes this particular incarnation. And today is also a very auspicious day, the appearance day of Shyamananda Pandit and Vamshivadhan Thakur. Vamshivadhan Thakur is the incarnation of the flute of Lord Shri Krishna. He was the assistant of Vishnupriya, the wife of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His father was Madhav Das. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur, in that area, he lived for 7 days in the house of Vamshivadhan Thakur's father. And during that time he was born in the auspicious presence of the Lord himself. And he grew up to become a great devotee, and he was assisting Vishnupriya. And he composed, he was a poet, he composed wonderful poetry depicting the grief of Mother Shachi and Vishnupriya when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And it is explained that when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he left behind the Mahaprabhu deity, his own deity, and requested them to serve, considering that the deity is non-different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because they had stopped eating, both Vamshivadhan Thakur and Shachi Mata had stopped eating and drinking. Then the Lord appeared and said, no, you should not. I disapprove of this. So such was the devotion of Vamshivadhan Thakur. Also Shyamananda Pandit, who was born in Utkal, in Odisha, and his mother's name was Durika, and his father's name was Krishna Mandal. And before him, all the children who were born, they all died. So the parents, they were thinking that this son of ours also will die. May the Lord have some mercy upon him. So they thought, let us keep his name Dukhi. So if Yamaraj or the Lord would look up, come to take his soul, they would think that he is already Dukhi, why to take him up? So that is how they had kept him. So the family was so unfortunate, but the Lord had plans for him, and therefore he lived a long life. He was, Shyamananda Pandit appeared in 1456. He lived up to 92 years. Again, speaking about, you know, diminishing lifespan, he lived up to 92 years. So Shyamananda Pandit, a great scholar, Sanskrit scholar, who exhibited amazing intelligence, so much so that his father sent him to be initiated. He heard about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and from a very young age he wanted to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission, and he took initiation from Hridaya Chaitanya in Ambika Kalna, who was in turn the disciple of Gauridas Pandit. He took initiation, and seeing his erudition in Sanskrit and the scriptures and devotional attitude, Hridaya Chaitanya sent him to become a student of Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. And he came, and he had two other very eminent, well-known, renowned devotee classmates, Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur. And they studied all the bhakti literatures. And we know the stories that how Jiva Goswami told him to serve Vrindavan, and he was sweeping the Rasa Leela area, and he found a golden anklet pile, extraordinary, something not of this world, and he kept it with him, and Vishakha, Gopi Vishakha, personally came inquiring about it, and He said, does it belong to you? So she said, no, it belongs to Radha, it belongs to my mistress. I will give it to her then, you bring her here. So Vishakha said, I cannot bring her here, she is a queen, you have to come there. And then he bathed in a kunda and he manifested a manjari form and he was taken in the presence, divine presence of Radha. And Radharani, very pleased having received her ankle bells, took that and placed it on his head and created a tilak. Because it was tinged with the kumkum from her feet, it made a red mark. And Radharani gave him the name Shama, Shamanand. And then she went back and became Shamanand Pandit. But that tilak never left his forehead. It was a permanent mark. So he had a new name and he had a new tilak. And all the devotees started thinking that why has he changed his tilak and has he changed his sampradaya or what? And has he been reinitiated by Jiva Goswami? And then that news went to his spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya. And he was furious. How can Jiva Goswami do such a thing? How can he just take away my disciple? I sent him to teach him and he just took away. That's not our teachings. That is not our sampradaya parampara. And he came furious with a huff and a puff and there was a huge argument in the assembly of devotees. He said, what have you done? Why have you done this? So Shamanand Pandit was silent till now because Jiva Goswami had told him that do not reveal to the world that Radharani had come and, you know, made this mark on your head and don't show off, don't make a pradarshan because these jewels are not meant for pradarshan. They are meant for atma-darshan. So he was quiet about it. He had not told anyone. Even being asked, he just kept quiet. And it is said there are different accounts. One account says that in front of everyone, Hridaya Chaitanya started beating Shamananda Pandit, his disciple, because he cared for him so much. And Shamananda Pandit did not say, I renounce you as my guru. You have insulted me. How can you beat me in front of everyone? He was so happy and he was, with folded hands, he was very grateful that he was receiving the mercy of his guru. Because he was very sure in his heart that he had not deviated from the principles of bhakti. And then in front of everyone they tried to rub off his tilak. But his tilak was there to stay. Amazed. At that time Gauridas, Hridaya Chaitanya understood that there is something extraordinary. And it is said that the Lord Goddess appeared, Radharani appeared and revealed to him that it was she who made that tilak for him. And he should accept him as such. And then he apologized and he went and embraced his disciple. And he left and Shamanand Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur were entrusted with all those books written by all the Goswamis to make copies of it and distribute them on the way and preach, establish Namahattas and establish deities and initiate devotees and doing all that. And they were traveling and they reached a place known as Vanavishnupur, where there was this king whose name was King Birambir, who also had a side business of being a dacoit. During the daytime he was a king and during the night time he was a dacoit, a classic symptom of the age of Kali Yuga. And astrologers, he had kept astrologers to give him information who had money and who were travelers coming and who had wealth. So some astrologers said that three people are coming with great treasures, cartloads of treasures. Birambir decided to loot them. And he looted all their property only to find that they were not treasures in their sense of treasure, but it was books actually. So he kind of lost interest and all those three brothers, I mean the three students lost hope and they were despondent and weeping and crying and sobbing and they went into depression. Again, it is not it's not unnatural for devotees to go into depression and be sad and morose. even devotees, everything is within the purview of bhakti. We can see that. It's quite natural. Shyamanand Pandit was, he went to Ambika Kalna. Narottam Das Thakur went to Khetri Gram. And Srinivas Acharya became resident there, trying to search out where that books were. And he finally found it, because he was giving a lecture and he was preaching there, and that king happened to attend his lecture. And he became so influenced by that. He became so influenced that he revealed that it was me who arranged to steal your books, your treasure. Please take it back. Of course, he was not interested in those books probably, because he was looking for gold. He found books. Probably that could be the reason. Or it could be because he became a devotee and he had to do some service. So maybe both, maybe any one. So that way, Shyamanand Pandit and Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur, being great devotees, great disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spread Krishna consciousness in Ambika Kalna, and the Guru sent him to Utkal, the place where he was born, to preach. And he did phenomenal preaching. And we can see the result of it is that most of Odisha, they are all Krishna conscious, all devotees. And such is the glorious history. And also Balaram Ras Yatra is there. It is a time when Balaram performed Ras Leela with the gopis, because he came to Vrindavan and stayed for 2 months. So there are 2 times in a year when it is considered Balaram performed Ras Leela with his own set of gopis. Not Krishna's gopis are separate, Balaram's gopis are different. So it is during this time, Chaitra, Vaishakh period, and also in the month of Kartik. So very auspicious day. It is time to pray that the Lord may incarnate in our minds in the form of His holy names, so that we can perfect our lives. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai. Thank you.